A woman was in the middle of counting Zayinikim, and after birth, and after the insertion of an IUD. For those that are familiar with it, it has the ability to cause the summon. It's a mood. And therefore, it's very difficult at some times to get through Zayinikim. So he called up and he wanted to know, he asked the Rav, is it okay if he wears Tzivayinim during Zayinikim? So since we paskin, like the Rishonim that say, Allah Almighty, we paskin that Tzivayinim is not makabel. The way goes through all summon of Tzivayinim, it's also Machlok Rishonim Almighty, the Machab paskin is confused that there is no summon by Tzivayinim, and we don't call it a Chassam Sefer, that's as the Pesach Jew brings down that big Godem Asfudim group. Is not, they weren't misaking Tzivayinim on could be that attack, even according to some Sefer, will be Matzah. They weren't misaking it. We don't go like that some Sefer. And Mameila, Lacharish should be able to use Tzivayinim if not Bishasat Chak. The truth is that other Pesach Jew brings down, it's Bishasat Chak. Other Pesach Jew brings down that which is the misaking Tzivayinim, Zafka would not be Meili Buna. But Lachar Bishasat Chak, maybe you could be Meikol. So, the Rav told him it's better to use a pad. Why? Because the pad is white. And it doesn't say anything about not using Davish and Makabal Tumah. It doesn't say you have to wear Begadim that are Makabal Tumah during Zayinikim. And Mamei Lachar is better to put on a pad. However, there are those that say that if you attach the pad to the underwear, if you stick it on, then it's going to become tuffle to the Begad, it's going to be Makabal Tumah. It gets the din of the Begad. Therefore, don't stick it on. Terrific. He calls back a few days later, and he says, I did like you told me, but since it wasn't stuck on, so some of the dam came off. I found some dam on the pad, and some dam on the baguette, and some dam on her goof. I found 3/4 of a grit on the pad, and a half a grit on the baguette, and a half a grit on her goof. What is the halacha in such a case? Is there tirif? There's no tirif. What's the story? Is there a problem? No problem. So, we saw that there's machlokes in the Rambam and the other Rishonim whether or not al basar you're able to be teila in machlokes or not. The Rambam paskins that al basar even possible shigris is tummy. Other Rishonim say no, even al basar even more up till the gris. The Rav and the Rajba we have up until the gris. Machab brings the bolshitas. We go lekula, not like the Bach, not like the Shach. I'm sorry, Shachas Machmer. We go lekula that you're not going to be matal. Not only that. The Rambam was only Machmer when he found it only on Besara. But if you find it on Besara and Begada, then you're allowed to be Tehillah Machilas. However, the Shaila is whether or not you can be Tehillah in Machilas in such a case, Bechlal, if it's, you know where the Dam came from. You know where the Dam came from. Maybe you can't be Tehillah Machilas in such a case. Why not? That we'll see in a second. The would only be up until a gris to be able to be tailor. But if it would be more than a gris between the Basar and Begada, they wouldn't be able to be tailor Lachira in a Machirlis in such a case. You also don't have a Heter al-Basara of, maybe you could take each thing by itself and say al-Basara, if it doesn't look like it came from the Guf, so then it's even if it's less than a Pasmus gris and a Machmer, but if it doesn't look like it came from the Guf, if it's a weird shape, then it's not going to be Matame, but we pass on the mice, so that even if it's a weird shape, if it's on the Basara, unless you have a Makash of a Gufa like in Sefir Aleph, then you're not allowed to be telling on the Basara. We're not telling the fact that it looks weird. However, like we said, we don't go like the Rambam. The only thing we're Machmar Basara is that there's no Tziris, like the Yeshirimim in Sif Ches. Is there a din of Tziris? We pass on, there's a Stam in Yeshirimim. We pass on like the Yeshirimim that there is a din of Tziris of Basara, even though Gada, you can't be Basara a few drafts to Gris. Al Basara, you could be Basara. So, not going like the Rambam, where are we left with? We, Lachari, you don't have to worry about Basara. Or the Shaila is, can you be Basara if what's on the pad and what's on her begging? Now, Lachara is not Makabal Tumo, then Lachara shouldn't be able to be Basara it. However, we saw that the big machlokes is between the Chavos Das and the Biltzaka, go like that also, whether or not if you have a gilui, if you have part of a kesem on a tzivayinim and part of a kesem on white, even though what's on the white is less than a gris, but lechura, since altogether what's on the tzivayinim and on the white is more than a gris, so then you're right, it can be matamid because it's on tzivayinim, but it's megale that it's not from machilas. Because altogether it's more than a gris. You know for sure it didn't come from machilas. Once you know for sure it didn't come from machilas, then we're going to be telling you even less than a gris. Because it's only because you can be telling machilas. Here you can be telling machilas. But the same thing with her would apply if it's on a davar shem mekabel tuma and a davar which is on a regular thing. So if you have davar shem mekabel tuma part which is not mekabel tuma, which is yes mekabel tuma, then the halacha is lechura we should be able to be according to the chavas das, then you should be mitamen. However, we go like very achrenim, sedratar, kiveiger, and milstaka that say no. We take out everything which is on the davar mekabel tuma. We don't reckon with it. We only reckon with it on the venue. The problem is that maybe it's not considered davar shem mekabel tuma. Why? Because we have a sejutar. Sejutar says that even if you have a davar shem mekabel tuma, but it's on top of something which is mekabel tuma, then you have to reckon as davar mekabel tuma. And here she's carrying it. The meila, the chur is a davar shem mekabel tuma, and therefore she's going to be in trouble. Now, Baruch Hashem, most places. What's that? Not attached. Nothing to do with attached. If she's holding a kinuach, the Sidur Torah, if she's holding a kinuach, why is she on her bag? It's on top of her. What's holding it up? She's holding it up. The body's holding it up. That's what's holding it up. For sure. And the male is going to be a problem. However, most Paiskim don't go like the Sidur Torah. If Nisan Kvelskim Domani does, it's Cheshfer. Now, even if we're going to be Cheshfer, we saw. Still, it's not like a regular case. Why? Because over here, it's two begotten that you want to be mitzaref. You want to be mitzaref the pad with the beged. Now we saw that the Pesach Teshuvah brings down from the Binas Adam that if a person has a kmatim in their beged, they have pleats, and the kesim goes on half of the, it goes over the pleat. So be'etim, if you open up the pleat, it's in two different places and you have less. He says that's not mitzaref. And he says, even if it's sewn together, it's arachin, maybe, even though the pleat is sewn, but if it's on two different places, then maybe still it's not mitzaref because we see it on two different gadim. Lamaisa, many places can say that if it looks clearly to and that it's all one kesim, then we're going to be machmer, even the sonic grits, and you could sit, it happens very often with underwear, it bunches together, falls down, then it uncrumples, and it's in three different places, but you can clearly tell that it all came together. So lachur, in this case, you're able to tell how it came together, not so much with such a problem. However, the only time that they're machmer is dafka when it's a one beged which is folded over. Here it's two different begadim. We never find that if somebody has tights and they have underwear and it goes through the two different layers, that we count both the layers together, that, oh, here over here it's bachas and gis, and over there it's bachas and gis, but all together it's more than a gis. Therefore, no one holds that by two begadim we're going to be machmer in such a case. Memela, in this case, lachur, there's no reason to be mitzar of the pad with the thing, and therefore she's to her. Baruch Hashem.